Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to episode 4 of our 2019 Avian Awards podcast series, a yearly breakdown of the biggest award show in porn. I am an adult film critic, have been for 25 years, been part of this voting for over 10. We've been doing this podcast for about 8 years. You're welcome to go back and listen to the old ones if you'd like. Basically, we're going to break this down. We're going to talk about the nominees, some things you should look for, and some of my favorites. Not going to reveal who I'm voting for, but I'll certainly point you in a direction on occasion. Feedback is always welcome, no matter where you're listening to this or watching it. There's going to be feedback, whether it's YouTube or on my site or listening to it through podcasts. If you want to drop me a line, Raj@RogReviews.com, or follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. That's it. That's an easy way to get to me. If you're listening to this on my site, man, just use the feedback button. I will answer questions. Hit topics up if you guys want. Podcast sponsorships are available. 4 of them are available. I will mention your website, business, project, whatever you'd like, whatever message you want to get out there. I'll do it twice per podcast. For all of 2018 and all of 2019, just hit me up. It's $150 for each one of those, and half of that does go to Walk for the Cure for Alzheimer's in honor of my mother. So that's the basic stuff. Got it done in less than 90 seconds. Awesome. Go to avianawards.com or avian.com/awards, pardon me, if you want to follow along. We are down to best editing. We got through the first couple letters in the first 3 volumes. If you want to go back and listen to those, you're welcome to it. We're going to continue on. Best editing, Abigail from Tushy, Jules Jordan. Mentioned that several times, one of my favorite features. After Dark as well, from Vixen. After Dark, beautifully edited movie. Deadpool XXX from Axel Braun, really good. Fallen 2 from Wicked. I Am Angela from Evil Angel. Insomnia from Wicked. Love in the Digital Age, New Sensations. Making Ends Meet from Wicked. Never Forgotten, Wicked. Pleasureville, a digital playground parody. Squirt Woman Wasteland, Talk Derby to Me from Sweetheart, Trailer Park Taboo, and Xander's World Tour. One of the things that I wonder when other people are voting for this is, do you vote for the editing that stands out as excellent and beautiful, or do you look at something like Love in the Digital Age, which was a great feature? Nothing stands out. Nothing made me go, wow. It was just a beautifully edited movie that made me laugh, was interesting, was sexy. It was just a really good movie. And that, to me, is really good editing. Years ago, there was an editor for Anabolic who would read my reviews and say, you know, I'm kind of offended you never mention the work that I do in these movies. You love these movies. You praise the girls, you praise the director, you praise the guys, you even praise the music, you don't praise the editors. And what I told him was, that's because it never gets in the way. I never notice it because you do it so seamlessly, and maybe that's an oversight, but really you should probably take it as a compliment because I don't notice. You're just doing such a great job. Now, he wasn't doing features, so there's nothing to get in the way of the sex. In the case of something like Fallen or the two Lansky movies, Abigail and After Dark, it sets a mood, the way it's edited, the way it's shot, and the way it's lit. So that's one of the reasons I really like those. And then Fallen, again, Fallen is just a great-looking feature. You know, I Am Angela is one of my favorite movies of the year. Was the editing good? Yeah, the editing was excellent. And, you know, I suppose part of what makes a movie interesting is the pace, and a lot of that is editing. So that one also deserves a lot of credit. Best ethnic movie, Asian Anal 2 from Hard X. Loved that one. Asian Bombshells 3. Have not seen that. I like that series, though. Axel Braun's Asian Connection 2, Big Black Wet Asses 15, Black Archangels, which I liked a lot, Black on Black, Brazil Exposed 2, Latina Lust 2, My Asian Hot Wife 3, really like that movie for lots of reasons, Perfect Latin Pussy 4, Faux King Angels 3, nice title there, again from Devil's Films, Rancho Erotica from Penthouse, Spicy Latin Girlfriends from Mofos, True Black Romance from Archangel, and Young Latina Pickup Sluts from Evil Angel. We're talking about best movie. Asian Anal 2 is pretty tough to beat from this list. Black Archangels is really good. My Asian Hot Wife is great. Again, kind of depends on how much you like the theme of, you know, the whole hot wifing thing. I don't believe we have a faux-cest movie in this category. Should probably go back at the end and find out how many categories are missing any faux-cest, because this one is. Interesting point. I really want to see Asian Bombshells 3. I like that series from Elegant Angel. I just only see them at the end of the year. Best ethnic interracial series. Blacked Raw, a new imprint from Lansky this year. Kind of a stripped-down version of Blacked. Has kind of a cell phone shot, usually at the beginning, but then, although the lighting is darker, it's still, you know, spot on. Dredd from Jules Jordan. What makes that a great series? Well, Dredd's got the biggest dick in porn, and he's pretty charismatic. Her First Interracial from Dark X, Interracial Casting Couch from NetVideo, Interracial Icon from Blacked, Latinas Like It Big, Team Skeet, Mandingo Massacre, another Jules Jordan series. Mandingo's great, and he's in the second one too. Meet Mandingo from Hard X. So he's essentially competing against himself. Monsters of Cock from Bang Bros, My First Interracial from Blacked, Faux King Angels from Devil's Films, Poppin' Latin Pussy from Reality Kings, Spicy Latin Girlfriends Mofos, Teeny Black Chicks Trying White Dicks from Team Skeet, and Whiteout from Devil's Film. Wow. Okay. Best series? Blacked Raw is pretty tough to beat. It's just so good looking and energetic and passionate. Dredd versus Mandingo. The Dredd series is good. The Mandingo Massacre series is good. The Meet Mandingo series is good. Tough call. I mean, I guess if you're fans, do you want to see the same guy over and over? Because your Dredd and Mandingo are great. Do you want to see different guys? In that case, I think Blacked Raw is probably about as good as can be without seeing all the rest. Whiteout's an interesting black woman, white male talent gangbang line that is sort of their the other side of their white or blackout coin, which is white girls, black guys. Nice series. It's just, it's not on the same level as Blacked Raw or Mandingo Massacre. Not quite the same. Best featurette. I've been trying to review a lot of these one at a time. Obviously one at a time. But four or five of these a day. 31 October from All Her Love. Dark Panther from Digital Playground. Deja Vu, Misa X. The Dollhouse from Pretty Dirty. Duplicity, Girls Way. The Gift, Pornhub Premium. Governess from Misa X. Hameltoe from Wood Rocket. Jerk with a Johnson, Digital Playground. Killer Blowjobs from Read My Lips. Living the Dream, Kelly Madison. The Puppet Inside Me, Wood Rocket. Right to Refuse, Pure Taboo. Speedo's Kleptomaniac from X Confessions. And The Weight of Infidelity from Pure Taboo. What I notice about this list, it says Best Featurette. And all of these are a little weird. Odd. I mean that in a good way. There's some parody stuff in here, obviously. Jerk with a Johnson is a Deadpool. Dark Panther is obviously a Black Panther parody. But some of the other ones. 31 October is a girl-girl scene with August Ames and Katrina Jade that is very much witchcraft, drugging, non-consensual, really dark psychological stuff. On the other hand, Killer Blowjobs from Read My Lips is Riley Reid's website scene that just is friggin' awesome. And then The Weight of Infidelity is an Angela White, Carla Lane, Tommy Pistol, hard to watch but beautiful, very well acted and really important and smart and something you should see. But again, it's dark. So I think there's a lot of stuff in here that's a little dark. Probably good that a lot of these weren't full features. I'm not sure that a Weight of Infidelity or 31 October, a whole feature with that same tone might have really been dark. But for me, The Weight of Infidelity is one of the most important pieces done this year. It was also really good. I mean, Angela White's in it, and so is Carla Lane, so obviously I had a good time watching it. But to me, that's the best on this list, having not seen all of them. But that's going to be tough to beat. Best foreign feature or anthology movie. These generally come to me at the end of the year. 40-Year-Old Widow from Darcel, American Nymphomaniac in London from Private. I'm old enough to remember when Private used to make the best features in the business. Crazy Little Thing Called Love from X Art. Lana, Desires of Submission from Mark Darcel. Natural Beauty 2 from Sex Art. Nymphomaniac Desire from Sinful, Office Nymphs 2, Positions, Rocco's Abundanza 6. It's a great series, by the way. Russian Institute 23 from Dorcel, Scam Sex Stiletto, Scandal in the Locker Room, Seducing a Virgin, Sensual Seductions, and Timeless Affairs. Have not seen nearly enough of these to really state for sure which one I'm going to vote for. Have not gotten to this category. Just a little inside baseball moment. I believe I'm up to 13 regular size boxes and then 3 oversized boxes full of movies, and I believe 24 pages of web access to watch this stuff. So what I try and do is kind of gather them in categories and try and knock them off that way. Otherwise, there's just too much going on. Same thing here, best foreign shot all-girl sex scene. So basically best lesbian scene shot in a foreign feature. There's a whole lot of Dorcel stuff here. First Touch, Little Caprice, Girl Crush, Up Close from Sinful, Inside, Joy Bear, Little Gaping Lesbians 8 from Jay Sin, Lovers in Lingerie, Viv Thomas. There's a couple of Dorcels, Madam Eva, Military Misconduct, Misha in Exile, that was a big movie, More Than Girlfriends from Colette, My Boyfriend with an I from Viv Thomas, Positions, Joy Bear, Secret Lovers, Star Wars, Last Temptation, Digital Playground. Oddly enough, that's a best foreign shot, and it's Adriana Chechik and Lily LeBeau for Digital Playground. Tina, Sex Addict, Harmony Films. I like Harmony stuff. And then Undercover from Mark Dorcel. Have not seen it nearly enough to tell you what I think of those scenes. I can tell you there's some great performers on the list, though. Best foreign shot, anal sex scene. How many foreign stuff do we have? Anal, we have boy, girl, we have group sex. Wow. So we got 3 more best foreign categories. We don't want to just gloss over these. But largely, again, this is going to be one of the ones I get to last, just because I haven't seen most of them at the beginning of the year, because I do get the Dorcel stuff. But, okay, so boy-girl foreign shot. You've got The Adopted Daughter from Dorcel, Babysitting in Ibiza from Vixen. Now, that one I did see. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's so beautifully shot. I can't imagine anything being any better on this list. I will happily watch them all, though. Breakfast of Sex Champions, Scam Sex and Stilettos, Deserved Pleasure, Fly Girls, French Maid Service, Inside, Love Hotel, My Neighbor's Wife from X-Art, Nevermore, Digital Playground, Rose Escort Deluxe, Rose Valerie and Ricky Mancini from Dorcel, Sensual Seductions, Harmony Films, Taylor Sands Gets 2 Cream Pies in Her Hairy Pussy in POV. That is from Immoral Live. Hey, that's Taylor Sands and Dean Van Damme. Immoral Live, my buddy Porno Dan. Miss you, dude. Clearly you're doing well over there. Great job. We'll have to check that one out. Young Latina Pickup Sluts. Nacho Vidal in that one. Best Foreign Shot Group Scene. Amateur Football Fun. I have that movie on my desk to review. That one's going to be coming up soon, I think, because it was in this scene was here. Captive. Double Pound My Pussy from Doghouse, How I Fucked Your Mother, a XXX parody. Again, these Digital Playground stuff, now they're shot overseas, they qualify here. Ella Hughes, Gia Page, and Ryan Ryder. Ella Hughes is one to watch. Les Tickets d'Or, Masters and Servants from Alex Romero. Porno Chic, Claire and Lana. That's been a great series for a long time. Rocco, Sex Analyst 3. Rocco still chugging along, and then Rocco's Dirty Girls, another good one. Star Wars Last Temptation, Adriana Chechik, Xander Corvus, Axel Aces, and Tony DiSergio. Looks like Adriana Chechik takes on 3 guys. Teens vs. MILF 7, that's another Rocco movie. Unbowed Time's Up, there's Valentina Nappi, Ricky Mancini, and Super Ken. First time we've mentioned Valentina Nappi in this series. Head to toe, incredibly looking woman, great performer, and she's super funny. I'm in the middle of reviewing a scene. It was nominated for best tease footage, so I just did the tease, but I'm going to complete the review because I'm sure the sex is great. Tease was hysterical. It was was really funny and very sexy. Undercover from Mark Dorcel, Extreme Group Fuck Sensation, Hands-On Hardcore. So a lot of these things are going to come later. Anybody happens to be listening to this who's a big fan of the, you know, foreign stuff, let me know who you guys think's best. The Dorcel movies, to me, are the best shot overseas movies, and they're some of the best features. I really like them. They're fun to watch. Best girl-girl sex scene. Let's see, can we finish with that one? Or do we have to go all the way through the G's? We can finish the G's. Best girl-girl sex scene. Let's get this done quickly. All right. Abigail Mack and Kiss of Sins. Ariana Marie and Jill Cassidy. Axel Braun's Girl Fest. Charlotte Stokely and Sabrina Rogue. Bear. Charlotte Jennings and Sadie Blake. Erotic Tales. Jenna Sativa. Mary Moody. I like Mary Moody a lot. Just saw her recently. Girls Gone Pink, Veronica Rodriguez and Rena Ellis. Ice Screw Girls, Gina Valentina, Sydney Cole. Interracial Girlfriends 3, Julie Kay and Olive Glass. Princess, A Decade of Desire, Princess and Zoe Monroe. Really good scene. Sage Union, Ivy Wolf and Scarlet Sage. School's Out, Lily Adams and Kristen Scott. I can't wait to see that because I like both of them. Skinny Dipping, Adria Ray and Kimmy Granger. Snatch Chat, Ellen Knox and Katya Rodriguez. Talk Derby to Me, Joanna Angel and Stoya. And Trashy Love Story, Holly Hendricks and Evelyn Clare. Haven't seen most of these scenes. Really looking forward to Lily Adams and Kristen Scott, and also Joanna Angel and Stoya. That's a power connection there. Best Gonzo movie, one of my favorite categories. All Access POV 2, Burning Angel. Bang POV 11. From Bang Bros, Brazzers House 2 from Brazzers, Cameron Canella and James Dean Fuck the World, Dirty Talk 6, Manuel Ferrara, Extreme Casting Couch from Bang, Jesse's Girls, Evil Angel, Mark and Donnie's Excellent Three-Way Adventure from Spizo, Mofo's Lab, Mofo's, Nacho's Life, Real Sex 7, Sexo and Publico 13, Snatch Chat from Wicked, Unscripted Snow Bunnies from Nubiles, and a XXX documentary from Kelly Madison. I think the definition of gonzo has changed over the years. It used to be like Buttman, Seymour Butts, Rodney Moore, the kind of POV adventure style before POV just became its own genre with no story. This looks like kind of a combination of POV or reality. Like Brazzers House is sort of a reality competition thing. Jesse's Girls is very much, you know, Jesse picking up girls. So it's interesting. I just don't think it's quite what I used to like most about it. There's some good titles here. I'll finish up. The XXX documentary is something to watch from Kelly Madison. Brazzers House is interesting, especially if you like reality TV. The Jesse's Girl stuff has some great sex in it. Okay, last category for this episode is Best Group Sex Scene. The orgy in After Dark that included Tori Black. I've mentioned After Dark a lot. I will continue to mention it. Tori Black is phenomenal. The movie is fantastic. That scene also includes Jessa Rhodes, Mia Malkova, Bella Danger, Anna Fox, Angela White. Yes, that was a car honking. I am doing this in my car. We're not at home today, so nice little moment. Angela by Darko. Angela White with Mick Blue, Marcus Dupree, Steve Holmes, Mr. Pete, and John Strong. A little gangbang for Angela. Those first two scenes give me quite a conflict because I love them both. And a taboo parody. Cinedo College Reunion Part 2. Bella Danger, Valentina Nappi, Vicky Chase. There are three amazing women in one scene. Fallen 2, Jessica Drake, Casey Calvert, Luna Starr, Ryan Driller, Derek Pierce, and Eric Masterson. That's the first scene from Fallen 2. Really well shot group sex scene. Really tough, though, to compare it to Angela White doing a gangbang. Just kind of depends on what you like. Are you looking for raw sex, or are you looking for something beautiful and, you know, mixing it up a little bit? Tough call there. Fuck Club, an interesting movie that I watched recently. Jennifer White, Adriana Chechik, Katrina Jade, Aaliyah Love, Tiffany Watson, five girls, four guys. Really interesting. Really, it's kind of a one-scene movie, but very good. Really tough to put it in the same category with some of these other ones, but I liked it. Future Darkly, Gang Banged 9, Holly Hendricks getting gangbanged. Interracial Icon 9, Alexa Grace, Kendra Sunderland, Talia Dova, Jason Love, and Jack Slayer. I reviewed that scene a while back. Really, really hot. Beautifully paced. Joanna Angel gangbang. You like Joanna Angel? She gets gangbanged, it's really hot. Lena Paul's first gangbang from Hard X. I really like Lena Paul a lot, so I really like that scene. New Year's Kiss from Read My Lips. Riley Reid, Jill Cassidy, Melissa Moore, and Jean Valjean. Nicely done. But again, can you compare it with the super high production values of some of the other ones? Orgy House from Spizo. We Fuck Black Girls, Kira Noir. Little gangbang action for her too. And then Xander's World Tour. Gina Valentina, Lena Paul, Abigail Mack, and Xander Corvus. Guys, you really can't go wrong with pretty much any scene on this list. It's really good. After Dark, Angela by Darko, Fuck Club, Fallen, and then the gangbangs of Kira Noir, Lena Paul, and Joanna Angel. All are absolutely excellent scenes. So that one's a tough one. If you happen to have seen some of these, I'd appreciate feedback on that, what you guys think, because this is a really, really good list. And some of the ones in the past we've kind of said maybe not a strong list, but that one's really good. Excellent job by the people who picked the awards. That's it. We're a little over on time once again. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. You can find me on Twitter. You can make a comment wherever you're listening to or watching this. Drop me a line, Roger@RogerViews.com. I appreciate your feedback, and I really appreciate you guys listening. I apologize if I'm talking too fast. I'll try and slow down a little bit. Thank you again. Thanks for listening, guys. And wherever you are, I hope you're having a happy holiday season. Best to you all. I will see you in the next episode.